Blog Talk Radio.
Tune in to the show, The Right View, every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Join me, Dahl Arntzen, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wild Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place? With people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBarefaceIsLegal.org.
If you use online discount codes to get the latest and greatest deals, we want to tell you about Giving Assistant. Giving Assistant not only gives you the latest promo codes for online savings, it also donates a percent of your purchase to a charity you choose. Please go to givingassistant.org and designate Barefoot Is Legal as your preferred 501c3 nonprofit. Then, the next time you shop at thousands of online retailers, a part of your purchase is donated by the company to Barefoot Is Legal. Please help fund our mission at zero cost to you. Let the companies help pay for what we do. Go to givingassistant.org and add Barefoot Is Legal as your charity. Then, when you shop online, you get savings, and the company gives us a small donation. Sign up today and get a freebie for helping out. Thank you for your support.
Helping everyone get grounded one step at a time. Here on Barefoot Is Legal Radio.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot Is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So, kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another Saturday here at Barefoot Is Legal. I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer, and I want to say thank you to everybody that supports us. So we have Kartika joining us here in just a second, and if you want to be a part of the show tonight, or today, I should say, normally I'm on weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight, so and that's Eastern time, so I might be a little confused here. But Anyway, if you want to be a part of the show, the number is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one, and I will go ahead and bring you onto the show here. So let's go ahead and bring Kartika in here. Welcome in, Kartika. If you can hear me, Kartika, that's you. Otherwise, I'll move on. All right. Guess we're moving on. Okay, so that didn't work. So I wanted to basically give a synopsis here of a call, and we'll go ahead and bring Kartika back here, I think.
Hey, Dave, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, awesome.
Yes, welcome.
Thank God.
In.
How are you?
All right, so what do you have planned today for the show?
Nothing, just starting with like sharing what's happening with me and my experiences. I'm again in the city for some work, and I shot a lot of different videos with people around, lots of people I met barefooting in the city. And also, like, probably have some news. I recharged my Skype, so I have unlimited calls again to the
okay.
U.S. for like, $3, $3.5 for a month. So it's pretty reasonable, unlimited I can call.
Okay.
That's why probably it was not working in the first go. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so as long as it's not costing you a lot of money to call in, then that's good.
No, it's not much, no, Dave. It's only $3 for a month.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Like, I don't really mind.
So talk to us. Where have you gone this week in India?
So I'm again in Hyderabad, which is one of the cities in the south. It's very famous for biryani, this like special dish that they make. And the most burning news that I heard in the city was that they're going for door-to-door vaccination here now. My God, Dave, like the world is becoming murkier day by day. It's sad. What's up in the U.S.? What's happening over there? How was your week? What have you been doing?
Well, I've been basically, I'm out of Facebook jail, so now it's up to me to promote Barefoot is Legal again. So I've been working on that and trying to make up for 30 days of lost time.
Yeah. Yes, I saw your post, like, a lot of people liked it. That one was funny that you're seeing over there, that you're not going to make these jokes. And also, I heard that you started more work on TikTok and you're looking for videos. When you posted that, I was looking for, like, a nice video that I have made in the city.
Okay.
Just, like, was looking up. I don't have... probably from the mall or from the mall. It's like a really short clip that I can send you, like a shopping space. But other pictures I can, videos I can send you for sure. If you want to put something, if you want, you can also take it from my YouTube channel. Anything that you want from my YouTube, from my barefooting videos. And
but TikTok is video only. So when you get a chance, if you can just make a video, that would be less than 60 seconds of you going somewhere and just talking about it.
Sure. I'll do that. In the nature is also okay, right, Dave?
Nature is fine. We would prefer stores and stuff to get people to be used to going places, but nature is fine. We'll use it.
Yeah, okay, all right. Because for me, to make a video in nature is like so fast because I live, no? But I will try to, in case I find some time to go to the shopping mall, I will also do that.
Yeah, or a farmer's market. It doesn't matter where, just as long as it's in a building.
Okay, all right. In India, farmer markets are out in the open. But,
so for those that that want to help and put a video on our TikTok, we are asking for our members to submit videos, and you can email those to videos@barefootislegal.org. So videos@barefootislegal.org, send us your video, and we will we'll hook it up for you. So unfortunately, I do not own a cell phone, so unless somebody is taking a video of me personally, I have no value because you need a cell phone, obviously, for TikTok. If I can do a 60-second video and talk here and upload that, I could do that, I guess, but you're not going to see me making a video of myself going to GMO King. So everybody else could do that, and I think TikTok, whether I like TikTok or not, it is the wave of the future for social media right this second.
Yes. I'm very curious to know what's up in the U.S. as well, Dave, like what is happening with the vaccination and all that other stuff.
Well,
what about the masks?
We can talk about that later because with Barefoot is Legal, I want to make sure that we're focused on Barefoot first, and then later on when we have time, we can get into that. But I don't want to open the show with that because whether or not I like playing Russian roulette with gene therapies, there are members that love them, and they don't want to hear that first. So we can talk about that last. So
to
reiterate, if you love your gene therapy and you wish to subscribe to getting as many of those as you wish, that has nothing to do with Barefoot is Legal. So enjoy yourself. If you go barefoot to get a gene therapy in your arm, then take a video of it and share it. I myself personally am not subscribing to that, but you do you because we're not paying each other's medical bills. You do what you need to do, and it should not be a political issue. It should be a personal choice that I make one direction and somebody else goes another direction. It does not mean that we can't go together on a mission for going barefoot, because I just got rid of somebody earlier that they were complaining that somebody, you chose to get the vaccine, why are you in Barefoot is Legal? So I had to get rid of them because we're not going to bully members over their beliefs. We can share our beliefs, that's no problem here.
Yeah.
But we're not going to bully each other for someone making a choice that you did not make. It would be like if I said that and my favorite band is no longer together, but we'll say that if my favorite band is Daft Punk and you say, I only like country music, why are you in Barefoot is Legal? It would be the same concept. It has nothing to do with the barefoot lifestyle. And I don't care what name somebody wants to call me, but we're not going to focus on anything other than the barefoot lifestyle in Barefoot is Legal. If you want to go to my Facebook page and comment, you want to go to the Freedomizer Radio page and comment we could talk all day, but in Barefoot is Legal, we will not bully each other over your individual decisions. You have to make the proper medical choices for you and your family. Nobody should really be coming to me asking my advice. My advice would be read the insert on your gene therapy. Don't take something without knowing what's in it. It would be just like if you bought a can of soup. You want to know what the ingredients are in that soup. This is the same concept. So as long as you read what's in there and you are aware of the risk versus reward, and if you're okay with it, then do it. If you're not okay, don't do it. But we should not be having to remove members because they want to curse out somebody over their medical choices. And I'm going to stick to that. And I've had members that say, I'm leaving unless you change that. Well, leave, because I believe in personal choice. And I'm not going to be bullied, and I'm not going to let anyone bully anyone else over their beliefs. And I've had people that say, I'm offended by people being allowed to show pictures of themselves barefoot in a church because I don't believe in religion. Well, they went barefoot in a building. I don't care if it's a mosque, a temple, a synagogue, a church. I don't care if it's in Chick-fil-A. I don't care if it's in McDonald's. All I care about is, did you go barefoot? And if the answer is yes, you are 1,000% welcome to write a thesis on it and share as many pictures as you like. And that's going to be our standard. We're not going to say you can't post that because some people in the group are vegan and you're eating a piece of turkey. We're not doing that. So the more we censor our members means the less people are likely to post. So we welcome everyone to challenge yourself. Where can you go and what pictures can you take? What can you do to inspire somebody else who just joined the group? And now that I'm back, we are getting new members again. So what can we do, new members who for the very first time in their life are being exposed to people that go barefoot on a regular basis? And we're going to maintain that because at the end of the day, I love our members. Don't get me wrong. I'm here for our members. But we're always reaching out for new members. If somebody says, I've been with Barefoot is Legal since 2017, and we need to start banning people that go to Chick-fil-A, just because you've been here for 5 years or 4 years doesn't mean that we're going to change policies because you're going to leave us. We're going to maintain freedom. We're going to constantly reach out for new members and tell them how excited we are that we have a freedom that everybody wants but does not know that they can have. And I'm going to push that for as long as Barefoot is Legal is open. So, Kartika, if you had anything on that, I wanted to make sure I said that because later on I'll talk about a phone call that I received from one of our old members, and I wanted to prove a point, and then we have a caller that would like to jump in. I'll probably take that call in about 10 minutes or so. So I want to get through the first segment, and then after the first break, we'll open the phones. So I just wanted to give them a heads up so they're not – I figure as long as I tell somebody what time I will take their call, I'm not going to make them wait, and they're wondering if any minute I'm going to go to them. So just know that after the break in 10 minutes, I'll take your call. So, Kartika, if you wanted to follow up on that, because I just feel like we're so busy policing everyone's thoughts and what they're doing that we've lost the basis of our message.
Yes. No, I do agree, and I think it's important to, stick with the idea that we are respecting people's beliefs, because most of us are products of, like, what we've been through, really. So, like, be it anything, you know, food choices or, like, even the medical treatment that we choose to have for coronavirus, it's, like, it's our personal choice. And lots of, like, you know, it's not like people are bad in themselves if they're choosing to, like, take vaccines that you and me would not be, like, you know, pro. But it's just that there has been, like, severe propaganda, and then they are, like, subconsciously so reprogrammed. So not to point fingers at anyone, and being together to go through things is the better idea, because the result that we want to achieve can only come through this way. Because if you just keep instigating people, then we don't really
right.
Like
that,
a war,
that's
just
my,
to fight.
Right.
So I completely agree with you, Dave.
And Kartika, and I know that you are a vegan, and if somebody is eating a piece of chicken in a restaurant barefoot, I don't think that you would be offended. And I don't think that you would, at the end
no.
of the day,
yeah.
tell me that I need to ban a person because they ate meat in front of you.
No, not really. It's like, before being a vegan, I was a vegetarian as well, and I understand people's journey. And if there's somebody who's, like, contributing to the barefoot movement, why would I not want to have them around?
Exactly. So if this was a vaccine board, we would have something completely different. But this is about the barefoot lifestyle, and what can we do as individual members to influence others, and not even just within Barefoot is Legal, but we have to push the envelope outside of Barefoot is Legal. We have to reach out to new members, and not just new members on Facebook. We need to actually have meetups. We need to probably make more videos. And I'm going to announce a contest. I might announce it at the end of the show. If not, I'll post it on the Facebook today. But I'm going to have a contest for, and this will be U.S. members only, because Barefoot is licensed as a nonprofit in the United States. So this will be for our American members. But I want to do something to promote the TikTok and promote new videos coming in. So we'll discuss that later and whatever. But before we go to break, I wanted to make sure I had time to just give a recap on a phone call here, because this is basically what we have to battle. And I don't look at it really as battling, but there are people that run other groups that try to imitate what we're doing, but they can't. So we had somebody who left the group recently and called me to tell me why they left. And they got excited because...
Wow, how did they call?
I will... Let me see if I can get the... I just posted on it on the Barefoot is Legal right before the show. So let me, I could recite some of it, I guess, but the gist of it is that they got excited when I shared, they shared one of our memes, and I wrote to them and told them about our group. And so they got excited, and they joined some other groups. And after they brought up Barefoot is Legal, I guess, in a group, the management told them how dumb they were for being part of Barefoot is Legal, and that all these other groups are much better. And they said that I'm too extreme. I'm a Trump supporter, and that I ask for money. And that we're a nonprofit and they're not, and they're better and have more to offer. And I wasn't going to argue with them. My job is not to argue. And if somebody wants to leave, my goal isn't to make people leave. But I've learned that if somebody's going to leave, they're going to leave, and don't argue with them. Just thank them for calling. And hopefully they'll see the difference. But I don't make friends with other people that have tried. There have been four or five people since we've been open that have tried to take over and fire me and to try to run things themselves. And they will always fail because as a nonprofit, I have literally every bill, and yes, as a nonprofit, we have bills and tax forms that I myself, with my own name, are responsible for. Barefoot is Legal is in my name with a board, and the only way you're going to get to be president is you either run against me or you get the complete board, which I am on, to vote me as a vote of no confidence and to have a special election. There is no just taking it over because you don't like me. That can't legally happen. So I've protected myself here. And other people are upset because we have the success that other people cannot duplicate. And for many people, they feel it's easier to take over something as a king or a conqueror than actually work. I wish somebody would outwork me. If you outwork me, maybe we can get more accomplished. But people are so busy saying, I won't do this and I won't do that, but I will try to make Proof's life miserable. For some reason, it's easier to do that than to actually stand up and be a leader. And why do we ask for money? Well, we are a 501c3. We're a nonprofit. We are allowed legally to do fundraisers. We are allowed to ask for money and sell memberships. That's what every other nonprofit in the world does. And why are you not asking for money? It's because you're not licensed and you don't have anything to offer. Why do we get the $49.95 a year membership that I just packaged out two again today? It's because we can get it, because we offer something of value. We're not just here talking and complaining. We're actually doing stuff. And we want more people to help us do stuff because I'm very closed-minded because I'm a Trump supporter, and I don't know how to... I don't know how to delegate authority or whatever. There are a lot of dumb stuff. But, yes, I am very actively asking in the group if we can bring in another member of management, because the more people helping on our mission means the more people are going to hear about our mission. We want everybody to feel as though this is your home. And if somebody is upset because they tried to take this group over and they failed and they get kicked out because of unethical practices, and then they try to start their own group and talk about us, then sorry, I'm not going to be friends with them. I'm not going to. If it comes down to you need to let me.
Helping everyone get grounded one step at a time here on Barefoot is Legal Radio.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
Help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health? Your love, your marriage, maybe your diet, or politics. Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers, and we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about, and you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
She'll be right back. Sorry, I have no idea. I was on this big rant, and I didn't realize I lost audio for I don't know how long, but my apologies. I caught it right when my clock ticked at 11 because I knew we were going to go to a commercial, so my apologies if we were blank for 30 seconds or 3 minutes. Anyway, we have a couple of callers. Thank you so much for being patient with us and being here for the calls. We're going to go to Mississippi first. 601 area code, you are on Barefoot is Legal Radio. Welcome in. I'm sorry, did I get you at a bad time? Uh, 601 area code, that means Mississippi normally. If you just want to listen, you didn't mean to press 1, that's fine. Just tell me, and I'll throw you back in the listening area. Don't just be quiet, because I don't know what your intentions are. Maybe I put them to sleep. Maybe they're taking a nap. Who knows? All right, we're going to skip that. We'll try back. Maybe they won't be as nervous in a minute. So we'll go ahead and put them back on the shelf there. We'll go to Scott in Florida. Scott, welcome in, sir.
Oh, hello. How you doing?
All right. Welcome in, sir. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Just want to say I heard the show a couple times on the podcast and that, and it's pretty interesting. It's pretty cool that you're just kind of showing how going barefoot isn't that big a deal and something that should be more normal, and I've actually been going barefoot a lot more the last few months, and I've really been enjoying it. Yeah.
It's a freedom that a lot of people want and didn't know that they could have. It's kind of one of those hidden freedoms. And you'll notice that the whole world in the summertime wears flip-flops, and the reason why is because they don't want to wear shoes. They only wear flip-flops because they want to go barefoot, but they're afraid that somebody will yell at them. So they've heard it's illegal their whole life. So that's where we're at. So, and if we're not careful with this whole mask issue, in 5 years the mask will be treated in the same manner. Just imagine you go someplace and they're already doing it now, but it's going to be more on the same level as not wearing shoes. If somebody sees your face, they are going to look at you like you're the strangest person on earth. And some people might say, well, proof, you don't believe in the pandemic. But the thing is that even after this, the way that these scams are being pushed on people's faces, it's going to be a thing after the pandemic if we're not careful. So, Scott, anything you want to add here?
I've been going to some different restaurants and stores barefoot, and at first I was like kind of nervous. I thought that I probably have problems at a lot of them, but I actually done pretty well. I've probably been to maybe 15 to 20 places, different places barefoot, and only one place ever said anything, and that was a Denny's. The guy that was feeding people or whatever, he was just like, oh, you're going to need to put shoes on to come back in here or something. So actually, I just didn't bother going there. I went somewhere else instead, and they didn't have
to. Yeah, well,
you're
in a heavily populated area in Florida, I'm guessing. I know the area code. There's millions of people that live in that area code. So if one place doesn't want your money, there are at least 30 others that are willing to say, hey, please give me your money. I'll take your money. Please come sit down. And that's what we have to learn. Just like with these scams, that you being in Florida, you're not subject to this, but most of the rest of the United States, scams are more important than shoes these days. And people say, and with this vaccine passport getting ready to come in, you get people that are going to line up and say, well, I have to feed my family. Never mind, there's other stores and other businesses that will gladly stand up for freedom and accept your money. And it's just a matter of teaching people that you fire them, that don't let them fire you.
Yeah.
You need to be empowered over your own body.
For sure.
So let me ask you, have you found our other social media, like not just our website, but our Facebook or Twitter? Or I do put videos up on our Rumble trying to help people feel empowered.
No, just I've seen the regular website, but not so much of the other things. Yeah,
I'm phasing out our YouTube, so they censored a Barefoot is Legal video, believe it or not. So I put our videos on Rumble.
Okay, I'm not that familiar with that one.
Yeah, Rumble is the main competitor now to YouTube, and they don't censor anybody for anything.
Oh, okay.
So like I said, if Barefoot is Legal puts up a simple video about going barefoot and they say that it got taken down for community standards and they won't tell me what was wrong with the video, then they don't get any more videos. I'll go to Rumble where I don't have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah, especially they don't even say why, because then that just seems weird. Yeah,
they said I violated community standards, and if you ask what the community standards are, they just repeat, you violated community standards.
That's crazy.
So, I don't know what I mentioned on there. It was a cartoon video that I do. I have a series named Broccoli Man. And he talked about grounding and some other stuff. And that got me a strike, and the next time I'll be suspended. So why am I going to still give them videos when I could just gain an audience on Rumble? And if we all learn to do that, and we all go to places that believe in freedom, why let YouTube get your business if you can go on another up-and-coming platform? And at the end of the day, it's not just about what YouTube can do for me. It's about if I'm growing my community, and if all my social media I'm pushing onto all of our platforms, it shouldn't matter what the platform is. All that matters is, can me, as the leader of a nonprofit with 126,000 members on Facebook, I should be able to grow this wherever I go. So I'm a big freedom of speech guy.
Yeah, for sure. I guess it's the same thing. Like, if one of them gives you a hard time, maybe there's another platform that's willing to work with you or whatever, just like the stores, and we'll let you go barefoot, other ones will.
Well, there. Trust me, though, Scott, there are haters that will report videos. They'll report somebody walking barefoot in a Sam's Club, and they'll report it as nudity, and then we'll get a comment that we had to take your video down because you showed nudity, even though there was none.
Yeah.
But that's liberalism for you. So anyone can complain about anything. And as long as you make a complaint, your complaint is valid.
Yeah,
this
like
can't
wonder,
go
like
on forever like this, though. But this is the world that, unfortunately, the American state's citizens have chosen to let happen. So eventually it'll go away, but we got to fight for our freedom back. And like I said, going barefoot is one of those freedoms that are lost, and nobody even it's been lost for so long that people don't even know that this used to be a thing.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, but you really think about it, like, what's the big deal with it's just feet, you know? It's not anything real crazy, it's nothing vulgar, you're not doing anything wrong, you know, that's what's so weird about it. It's like such a stigmatized, or just, you know, like, oh, you can't do that, and it's just weird. And then, like you're saying too, like some of these shoes that people wear, that, I mean, it shows everything, your whole foot, whatever. that should gross you out too.
Yeah, you know, I had a Publix once. A Publix in West Palm Beach told me that I need to at least wear socks in case I drop a frozen turkey on my foot.
And what would that help with? Nothing, right?
Yeah. There was a UPS store type. It was mailboxes, et cetera. That's kind of like a UPS store nowadays. And they told me I need to at least wear flip-flops in case I drop my purchase on my foot. I was buying stamps.
Yeah. So you drop the stamps on your foot.
Yes.
You get a paper.
But that's the way the average person thinks, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And if we don't stand up for ourselves, it's going to continue. Most people just accept it.
I think one thing, too, maybe because people that if they, like, never go barefoot, maybe, like, you know, like, they just think to themselves, like, it's, they feel everything, it feels uncomfortable, or, you know, they're not used to that. So they're like, oh, wow, it's so vulnerable. But I know it's like if you do it more, your feet toughen up a little bit, and it's not a big deal. You're not going to feel every little stone and every little thing. And maybe people don't realize that because they never do it enough to know or never try it.
And it's not for everybody, but that's okay. Not everything has to be for everybody. But the important thing is that we all have our personal choices, and if we're afraid to make choices on our own body, then what else are we afraid to make choices of? Because at the end of the day, you have to live with your body, and you have to live with the choices that you've made on your body. Other financial decisions, you just make bad choices, but you have to live with what's on your body, whether it's a tattoo, whether you like hats, whether you don't wear shoes, whether you inject yourself with something, or at the end of the day, even put a microchip in your body. That's your own choice. Nobody can make that choice but you.
Yep. And that's the thing, too. A lot of things are accepted. Like, you know, you can have really weird hairstyles and a lot of facial tattoos and stuff. And that's, like, generally, like, that's okay. You can't say anything about that. But if you just don't have shoes on, that's, like, a big deal, you know?
Exactly. That's my whole point here. So, but the only but the thing is that nobody has stood up for us before until barefoot is legal. So There was another group in the 1990s that used to use the old Yahoo message boards, and they started it, but when they changed leaders, they decided they didn't want to be active anymore. So they had a good, like, five-year run, I guess. And then that went away.
Yeah.
And then I started Barefoot is Legal in 2015.
Okay.
So how did you end up finding us in the first place?
I think I was just looking online just for information on, you know, are you allowed to go barefoot different places and stuff. So I used to like doing it in college sometimes. Like, it was like one class they had was in a big lecture hall. It wasn't no lab or anything associated with it. So I just used to go there barefoot, and it was fine. And I used to like that.
Okay.
And after working and stuff, I haven't really done that so much. And I was just wondering if... you know, it's just, you see people here and there occasionally, but not too much. Didn't know if it was legal or okay or whatever. It sounded like from what I read is that it's most places don't really say anything, and there's some that will give you a hard time. And I found that that's kind of true. Like, it's, most of them don't say anything. There's only, like, one that I've had a problem with out of, like, 16 or something. So that's not, you know, pretty low percentage of ones that gave you any trouble.
I will say out of experience that if you go to 100 stores, 5 might say something to you. You might get back to back. You might have store 21 and 22 say something, and then you might you might be okay until store number 86, but you might get 5 out of 100. That's 1 in 20. And you can talk to maybe 3 of those places. and you could show them all. We have a health department letter on the website you could use from the state of Florida. So if somebody tries to say it's against the health department, you can print that out and show them.
Yeah.
So out of that, that means two or three other, out of 100 places, two or three will tell you never to come back, which is fine.
Yeah.
I will accept 97% success. I'm not going to change my life for 3%.
Yeah, it's actually not bad. You can get by with that. If it was like one out of every two, you know, then it would be tough. Yeah. One out of 100 isn't bad, or a few out of 100.
Yeah, so I'll say the success rate for me is about 95%. And people will judge you for it, don't get me wrong, but normally it's the customers that complain more than the store.
Yeah.
And I don't live my life for some rando that I'm never going to see ever again in my life.
Yeah.
That's like saying I better not wear a hat because somebody might not like it if I forget to take my hat off while I'm shopping at Winn-Dixie.
Yeah. Yeah, because I guess technically you're supposed to take your hat off indoors or whatever to be real proper or whatever, but nobody does that. Nobody cares. Yeah.
That's my point. So I'm glad I was able to be an influence on you.
Yeah, I like how, you know, I just kind of encourage it. It's like it's not some crazy thing. It's not some, you know, vulgar thing or anything like that. I guess that's what's important. And, you know, it's just a choice you can make. And maybe sometimes you do wear shoes, sometimes you don't, whatever. You know, it shouldn't be like, you know, it's just nice to have the choice to sometimes not wear shoes, right? Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, if somebody yells at you, I would always say, don't just leave. Just ask them, why do you have a problem with this, and let them tell you. And if they get against the health department, you can actually show them the letter from the health department that says, actually, if you think this is illegal, here's the proof. And you can call this number, and they will tell you there's no laws. It's a lot easier when you are armed with your with their complaints, because then they have nowhere to go.
Yeah, I like the idea, and like where you ask them why it's a problem, and they have to tell you why it's a problem, and then you can
and then let them tell you, and then at the end of the day, you might be able to, if you could show that there's no laws, the average person just wants to make sure that they're not breaking any laws. So if they find out that there's nothing and that there's actually a nonprofit that is based on educating people on the truth, then they'll be like, oh, I didn't even know this was a thing. And I've been able to do that so many times. Like, I don't know if you looked on our website, but we have the VIP program. I don't know if you've heard of that or seen it.
No.
So that is called the Very Important Barefooter. So the VIP program, you get not just a T-shirt and some business cards and a window cling, but you we make you a photo ID. So if somebody says anything to you, that you can show them your nonprofit identification, and people will be surprised that there's even a nonprofit for this. And on the back, after they see your picture, your name, your city and state, your member ID number, and on the back has not just our website and a toll-free number and some legalese stating that you will not sue anybody, but it has a QR code so that if somebody tries to verify, you can show them your ID, and you can tell them if you have a cell phone, if you scan this QR code, you could see that there's no laws in the state regarding going barefoot. And you're showing them evidence physically, because showing them evidence is a lot easier than trying to win an argument of, and I've said this before on the show, the average person is not armed, so this is what happens. Sir, you can't be in here. Well, why not? You're not wearing shoes. But it's not against the law. I'm not going to step on glass. Sir, it's against the law. You need to put shoes on or leave. Show me it's the law. Show me it's not the law. I don't have to. Show me it's the law. I don't have to do that. Show me it's not the law. Well, why are you kicking me out? Because you're not wearing shoes. Well, I'm gonna call the police. Okay, I'll wait right here. And then the police come in 20 minutes and tell you to leave.
Yep.
When, instead of doing all that, all you have to do is, sir, you need to leave. You're not wearing shoes. Well, why do I have to leave? What's your reason? It's against the law. Oh, well, actually, I'm a member of Barefoot is Legal. Here's my photo ID, and here's a letter from the State Health Department. And if you want information about the laws, you can scan this QR code right here on your cell phone. You have your cell phone, right? If you scan that, you'll see that there's no laws, and this is just discrimination. Totally changes the conversation just by you being educated. And you educating a store means that they will no longer discriminate against other people. Otherwise,
yeah,
if you're just an ass and you yell at them, then they're going to, next time they're going to be empowered to go after you even faster. I've had places that just call the cops without even approaching you.
Yeah,
and then
the
cop
sweet.
Is the mediator between both of us, which I know how to do. It just gets nerve-rattling because you have a cop there and anything could go any direction. But if the guy says it's illegal and I get to show, well, you didn't even bother to ask me, sir, and here's the letter from the health department showing it's not against the law. And so the cop basically, his goal at the end of the day is to defuse the situation, and when in doubt, unless you know how to defuse it, you're going to leave, because 9 out of 10 times, the cops will side with the store. But it's up to you. You got like 30 seconds to educate. I've done it. I'm not saying I like doing that, but I've done it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just think that something as simple as this, people get offended, they'll curse at you. They will call the cops on you just for something that is completely normal and not against any laws.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Like you said, too, you wouldn't want to, like, get into, like, a real mean argument with them and make a big scene or something, because then they might be like, oh, those people that go barefoot are crazy. We don't want them in the store or something.
Correct.
Like, it's more,
yeah.
Yes, so
you
got to
be professional.
So,
Kartika, I think you're here. Do you have any words of wisdom for our new friend here? I think that's Kartika. Kartika lives in India.
Oh, okay.
And her audio might not be doing too well right now.
Okay.
Oh, well, she dropped. So are you, I know you said you really haven't checked out our stuff before, but are you on other social media?
Not really, no, I don't get on too much.
All right, I'm pushing to have a forum on our website so that it doesn't matter if you have social media or not. You can just go to our website and enjoy some conversations there, because at the end of the day, if all these social medias are trying to ban their members, then I'm not going to censor, so everybody can just come to our website, worst comes to worst.
Yeah.
Because I just feel, Scott, that me talking to you and I feel as though you can gain some wisdom out of me. I am a subject matter expert, I guess, but I'm not the encyclopedia, if you will, on the lifestyle. But
yeah,
maybe hundreds of people can be influenced by this conversation. So that's what I'm always looking to do here is just try to I try to be real on it. I'm not negative and I'm not positive. I mean, I could be positive, I guess, but at the end of the day, I just share it how it is. And I can give people tips and tricks on how to go through life. And I could show you how to educate others. I'm not going to wear rose-colored glasses and say everybody will accept you, but I'm not going to say don't ever try it because people will yell at you. So you
right.
just have to be educated, and the more armed you are, the better off you'll be.
Yep.
Nobody will ever teach you how to reclaim your freedoms. So, Kartik, are you back with us?
Yeah, I guess you got to try.
If this isn't Kartika, is there another unlisted number on here that would like to say hello?
I'm not sure. Maybe it's me only, right?
There you are. There you are. Hold on. I got
yes.
something for that. All right. We have our host back. So, Kartika, thank you. Do you have any words of wisdom for a first-time caller here?
Nothing, just nice to hear your experiences. Yes, as Dave was saying, we need to know our rights and stand for them and be free. That's all I could share, and I'm sorry for getting disconnected. Sometimes the network here in India goes haywire.
Okay.
Yeah, Kartika made a video recently. She's gone over 15 months without putting on shoes once.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yes, I'm living in the mountains over here in South India, and I just moved to, like, 1.5 years before I moved to this new lifestyle, and it was just so much comfortable not to wear anything, because if the terrain is rough, and it's so natural, it's so difficult to walk in shoes, and especially flip-flops.
Yeah.
So you can't just wear trekking shoes all the time when you're living in nature. So then I adopted this lifestyle, and then I got connected with Dave, and he's doing such amazing work as well.
Oh, okay. Did you used to go barefoot sometimes before you started all the time, or was it just the one time you just started doing it all the time?
Well, as a child, I used to go barefoot quite often. It's a part of integral, like, Indian, you know, traditions and cultures. We always used to be barefoot in the house. But before moving to South India, I was living in Vietnam. So there, in the house, I would be barefoot, but never outside because it's really polluted. And sometimes maybe in the botanical park or something, yeah. Then I came here and it was just like expression of my way of living. And I never really thought that I'm like starting to be barefoot or anything. It was just, expression of my inner self. And then I uploaded a video on my channel called on YouTube. It's called Expand Love. It's on OG3 as well. And from there on, I got connected to so many people who were in the movement. Quite neat.
Okay.
How long have you been connected? Or what about you? Do you very often go be barefoot or sometimes?
Yeah, certainly not all the time like you. Just last few months more and more, but always at home, and then sometimes now there's some stores and restaurants and stuff, and parks and walking and stuff as well. That's really nice, yeah.
Yeah, just something that I've learned over the years here with the lifestyle is that we have to end up being the most polite, most friendliest people ever. You have to kill people with kindness, because if you are an ass, they're going to remember that. So if you just be the most polite person and show them all of your stuff and be firm, but you be polite, people will respect that. People are just expecting others to blow up at all times, and if you just show evidence and you're polite, people will listen. Otherwise, it just turns into a big fight, and we never want that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you had anything else you want to share with us, Scott, but we've had you for about a half hour or so. I know you waited a while to call in.
Yeah, that was about it. I didn't, nothing else real major other than, it's just really nice. I guess one thing I could add is that before I, years ago, I didn't ever go barefoot, anywhere, in public and stuff, and I never realized, how comfortable and freeing it is. It's really rewarding to do it. Whereas I always thought people just didn't bother to put shoes on or didn't feel like it or something. I didn't realize that it was actually something that you could enjoy doing, and it gives you more reason to try it, I think.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people, like I said, they did not know that this was a freedom that they could have. And when people find it, when they hear about it, they think it's weird at first, but once you do it, you realize that this isn't as big of a deal as the whole world told you it was.
Yeah. The sky doesn't fall if you walk into a store barefoot. Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, yeah. So I'll continue on my end to push our message and to do whatever I can to get the word out, but obviously it's up to everybody to share the messages that we put out, and we have to, I don't know if you're at liberty to share what city you're in. I know generally roughly what area you might be in, and we do have members out there.
Yeah, generally the Tampa Bay area.
One of my favorite restaurants ever is out in Palm Harbor. It's the Lucky Dill Deli.
Oh, okay. I never heard of that.
Yeah, I'm originally from New York. I'm in Las Vegas now, but the Lucky Dill Deli is like an old school New York deli kind of place.
Oh, okay.
I think they have a Tampa location, but I've only been to the Palm Harbor one.
Okay.
I don't get out to your area too much right now, and the next time I come, I'm probably going to stay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Las Vegas has become basically socialist, and I'm if the election goes for the communist again, I might be looking to sell and get out. Not official 100% on that, but I'm exploring those options.
Okay.
When you have other cities and states around that don't want to require a vaccine passport, but your city does, and if you don't want a vaccine passport, it's like, why are you here then?
Yeah.
Yeah, just one weird thing about me. I don't own a cell phone. I don't want the tracking and tracing. So if I need to show a cell phone and have vaccines in order to go into a building, and I don't want any of that, then in essence, I've become a prisoner in my own house.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't have to have a cell phone if you don't want to. I mean, you know. Yeah.
So I don't want to leave. I have family here. My wife and my kids are here and all that. But I'll give it till November of next year and see where we're at.
Yep.
And for all we know, who knows? Your governor might try to be president, and you might get some other liberal in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it can change just like that.
Yeah, things can change a lot quickly either way, yep.
Yeah, I never would have thought that masks and all that would be political, but they've turned out to be very polarizing and very political, and it's just a shame.
Yeah.
But if the government can take control over your body, then they can take control over everything, and so that's what this is for, in my personal opinion. And you probably have never heard my regular radio show before. I'm the owner, I'm not just the president of Barefoot is Legal, but I'm also the owner of the network here, Freedomizer Radio. And I have my own show on weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern.
Oh, okay.
So I go into way more than just the Barefoot lifestyle. It's about freedom in general.
Yeah.
So freedom, investments, health, that's what I normally do. Kartika was my Monday night host for a while, but she took this show over instead.
Yes.
Okay.
I love being in that show as well, but it's quite early in the morning to go, and then I have other commitments that I have as well. Like, for example, right now it's like 12:15 in the night. So the timings are a little bit tricky for me.
Yeah, she stays up real late just to be on the show here.
Yeah, the time change is something else, yeah. Yep.
Yes.
So let me ask you, though, since we only have a few minutes left here, so as far as the Tampa area goes, how has the area been on masks, and is there talk of vaccine passports or vaccine requirements and things like that while we're here?
I haven't heard anything on that. I don't think there's anything that's mandated or anything in the pipeline at this time.
Something that I saw this morning is that yesterday, both Texas and Florida, some mayors took them to court over forced masks, where the governors banned schools from ordering and demanding that masks be worn by everybody in school. And they accused both those governors of being tyrants and Nazis because they would not demand that everybody wear a scam at all times. They said it was a personal choice between each individual. So the governor of Texas won, and the governor of Texas is allowed to say that no one is allowed to force scams on people in any business or school district, whereas the one in Florida actually told DeSantis he was being a tyrant, and the schools in Florida will have the right to demand scams on everybody. so that they can have, somehow they think that forcing everybody to wear a scam on your face is freedom. I will never understand that, where personal choice is considered wrong. Personal choice is considered being a tyrant, but demanding everybody wear it or you're not allowed an education, that's considered freedom. I woke up and I saw that this morning. It's like, I quit. I don't know. I don't understand how that's considered freedom, but Governor Abbott in Texas is a tyrant because he says that you're allowed to make your own choices. I don't get it. So, and I do run Bare Face is Legal also, and the website for that is realbarefaceislegal.org. But at the end of the day, it's all about personal freedom. And you shouldn't be able to make the only choice for any of that stuff. What you put on your face has no bearing on if you have enough money in your pocket to buy a hamburger. But they're forcing that. I don't know if you heard what's going on in Australia, but that's Australia is now more communist than North Korea, and I wish I was joking.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about Australia.
Yeah, look at Australia COVID laws. Go on DuckDuckGo or whatever and look up Australia COVID laws. You can get arrested by looking at the sunset.
Really?
One person in your house, you're allowed to deem one person in your house, that person is allowed for that whole week to go to the grocery store once.
Oh, wow.
You're only allowed 3 miles away from your house. And if you live, you're not allowed to visit anyone else. If you live alone, then you have to register one person. And only one person that you're allowed to visit. If you get caught talking to your neighbor, you get arrested. And they have
wow.
The military walking the streets. Literally every street is patrolled by military. You can get a fine and possibly arrested for driving by yourself in your car without wearing a scam on your face. That's an offense there. Oh, and if you're
wow.
walking and you think that you're on a hike within your 3 miles, you're outside walking, and you decide that you're going
yeah.
to drink water, you have to keep your scam on while you are drinking. The rule now is you have to tilt your head back and pour the water over your scam, and then you can drink
oh,
through
wow.
the scam. So if you think
That's
that you
really
could just cool. put a straw over the mask, or you can just push it off to the side. No, that's illegal. You have to only drink through the scam. Your face no longer exists, according to Australia.
Man, that's really something.
Oh, yeah. Just if
that's
you walk down the street
that.
Naked, you might get a 50, you might get a 50-pound fine if you are walking down the street naked and wearing a scam. But you can walk down the street in a three-piece suit and no scam on. You can get arrested for indecent exposure.
Wow.
Not kidding. Seriously,
that's
look up
really
Australian tough. COVID rules.
Yeah, I have to look that up. That's interesting.
Yeah, my wife's mom
though,
lives
man.
Out there, so I get to hear about that stuff.
Oh, I see. You get to hear it from someone who's there. That they might not advertise it too much, what's going on, yeah.
Oh, it's advertised. It's all over the internet, I promise. Everywhere except the United States. Because CNN's
okay.
not going to tell you that. CNN wants that implemented here. They're not going to tell you that.
Yeah.
But the average American says, well, that's just Australia, so it doesn't matter. For some reason, Americans like to wait until the problem is literally at their doorstep. They like to work from behind for some reason. Instead of tackling a problem early, they like to wait until it's a problem and until we're about to lose. And then some people might say something.
Yeah.
We're soft, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But you tell 100 people that there's no laws against driving a car barefoot, 90 or more will tell you that you're wrong. Never mind, there's thousands of... I made a meme a few years ago, and this is my signature piece so far. I've had like 33.5 million people just on Facebook that looked at this. I made a meme about debunking the laws on driving barefoot, and it made a ton of news stations across the country. So I was on all kinds of 6, 10, and 11 o'clock newses. And meme, I still see on YouTube. I'll look every so often on YouTube, and there are still news stations that will bring that meme up because it's a big question. And nobody can believe the answer. So after they see the meme, they call into their radio station, their news station, and then they start researching. So I feel like I've kept you for a long time here. I hope I wasn't interrupting anything important.
Oh, it's okay. Nice talking to you.
All right, yeah, we got just like 5 minutes. I'm going to wrap up with Kartika here. You're welcome to call back, whether it's my own show at night from 9 p.m. to midnight or on the Barefoot is Legal show, which is Saturdays 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern. We would appreciate hearing from you again. I thank you for making your way into calling the show.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, you got it. Thank you, Scott.
Have a good day.
All right.
Thank you so much, Scott. Great to have you here.
So Kartika, some news came out a few days ago that somebody wrote to their news station in France. And France even stated that there's no such laws. The only law is that you cannot have anything that could be considered getting stuck under a pedal. So if you have flip-flops, you're supposed to put them on in a place that's more secure than just next to your seat, because if they get stuck, then you're cited for an accident. That's it. So you can drive barefoot, you can drive with flip-flops on, but if you have them off and it looks like that they could fall in under the pedal, then they might give you a ticket for that. But they won't give you a ticket if they're secured under a seat or in the panel on the door, or you just didn't bring any.
Yes. Yeah, of course, yeah. It's good to know. We should keep people aware of the laws for sure.
Right.
And keep reiterating in different parts of the world how it works. In India, definitely it's not. It's part of the cultural thing. And I think all over the world it's part of like devotion. I was actually reading a lot of news for today, and I have collected it. Probably I will share it like in next few shows to come. But like so many places people are doing, like I got like 4 news, which was about barefoot marathons for raising money for NGOs, for sickness, and just like creating awareness about things. So, yeah, it's an act of devotion that is also considered as, so it's quite amazing, huh?
Well, all can be worked out as long as we are doing the right thing and we are promoting our message. And it the movement grows and it stops with us. So if we can't be bothered to share out our message, then nobody else is going to share it out for you. But if we all do it, then more people will want to share it out. So we're looking for those people that are interested in pushing our mission and being advocates for what we do. This is a team sport, so the more of us that want to get involved, the better we'll be. If everybody's waiting on me to do the work, then I'll do it, but it's not going to get there in a timely fashion. It'll be whenever I get to it. But I'm going to be here. I'm still going to be working. So, Kartika, what do you have coming up during the week?
This week, I think I'm going to be working on, like, making more videos, getting some funding, yeah, just like organic farming at my place, accelerating the process of digging a pond and
okay.
Process of commercially growing some crops as well.
Oh, what will you be growing? Kartika, what will you be growing? I guess we'll never know. It's a mystery. I think she muted herself, but that's okay because we're almost at the end of our show anyway. We have 1 minute till Messiah coming up right at the top of the hour. So I have to vacate the premises here in a few seconds so that the next show can start on time. So for all of you that have not seen our Facebook yet, we have a group, we have a business page. Just look up Barefoot is Legal. We have the website, barefootislegal.org. Become a VIB member of our nonprofit and receive all the goodies that come with it. You can look up the VIB, the Very Important Barefooter, right on our website. And we now have a TikTok. If you want to share your video, send it to videos@barefootislegal.org, and we will put your video on on our TikTok here. So I didn't get to the contest. I'll make a meme or I'll do some kind of promotion within the Facebook group, and we hope more people can participate. I will say that we're going to have a contest for our members who submit a video for us, and you'll win a VIB membership, but we'll focus on that later. For now, I got to get out of here. 1 minute till Messiah is about to join us, so stay grounded, everyone. I will talk to you Monday.